from KQED.
Twice a year, the central coast town of Santa Ynez hosts a concert series called Tales from the Tavern. The series is a coveted stop on the singer-songwriter circuit, a treat for both artists and the audience. Reporter Diane Bach has the story.
Picture in your mind's eye the quintessential old western town. 40 miles north of Santa Barbara, the main street of Santa Ynez is lined with vintage storefront facades, and at the far edge of town, there's the Maverick Saloon. It's a big old barn of a place, your classic roadside honky-tonk. Dollar bills signed by patrons line the ceiling above the worn wooden bar. The Maverick offers up plenty of long necks and line dancing, along with the occasional midget wrestling competition.
Usually this is a real rowdy place.
Music fan and Santa Ynez local, Arthur Osha.
I would never come to the Mavericks from there 10 years ago. I like my front teeth right where they are. But as far as Tales from the Tavern night, this place is transcended into something really special.
Is this not the dandiest little concert series on the West Coast?
California cowboy Dave Stamey.
What a venue. This is just wonderful. I look forward to this. I looked forward to this all year long. This song started out as an idea for a book, and I called it the posthumous autobiography of Billy the Kid.
Tales from the Tavern truly is a discovery of song and story. Sometimes they're incredible stories.
My name is William Bonney, and I have some things to tell. All about my life and death and the way things are in hell. And the lies they told about me after Garrett shot me down in New Mexico in 1881.
Carol Ann Colone and her brother Ron are the minds behind the Tales from the Tavern series. Veterans of the music industry, both relocated from Los Angeles to sleepy Santa Ynez.
A trust was formed between community and this project that we put together. It just kind of all worked, you know. We knew that we wanted to do this, and there were a few community sponsors.
It's so important, especially in a small community like this, to bring people together and have them have common experiences.
Steve Reedon owns the town's drugstore.
It's been excellent, and here we are 11 years into it, and I don't know what'll be in year 12, but I'm in.
I don't think there are many places like this Tales from the Tavern venue where you can see all the greatest Americana musicians.
Rock and roll photographer Henry Diltz documented the 60s-era Laurel Canyon music scene in L.A. Today, he helps document Tales from the Tavern.
Jack Tempshin came up here and played. Jack Tempshin wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling for the Eagles, and he did just a great show of these wonderful songs. And oh, he had one song about Jesus and Muhammad sitting beneath a tree.
Jesus and Muhammad sitting up beneath a tree. Muhammad said they're fighting over you and me.
Oh, God, it was just heart-stopping. It was wonderful.
Jesus said there are armies marching through sacred lands. Brother fighting brother for a patch of sand. This isn't what he wanted, both of them did say. How did all our words of love bring us to this day?
This is not stuff you hear on the radio. This is not stuff you see on TV.
Tales from the Tavern's founder and co-producer, Ron Colone.
The artists have said to us, gosh, I wish I could take that audience on tour with me. And I've had people say to me, you know, I go home and I watch the news and I can't do anything about the Middle East, but when I come here, I feel like I matter, like I can do my part and I have a bearing on the greatness of tonight.
Still the fight continues. We've done all we can do.
see there is no war between me and you.
Tales from the Tavern's fall season runs through mid-November. For the California Report, I'm Diane Bach in Santa Ynez.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us at californiareport.org. You can also see what music we played and listen to past stories. And if you're up for it, take a minute to like us at facebook.com/thecaliforniareport. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The editorial team includes Victoria Malleone, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.